It is the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. I have on the hotline with me the legendary Nikki Sixx. Thanks for checking in. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, we've been on the road for a couple of years. We just got back from a Japan-Australia run.
Yep.
And we don't start up again until May. We're just doing 20 festivals next year.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we do stuff like that, we'll do like maybe some surprise club gigs along the way just for fun. And so we were kind of off the road, and then this opportunity came up for this New Year's Eve show in Palm Springs, and it just sounds like such a great time. So
yeah
we're I'm up in Wyoming right now with my family and just doing some holiday time, you know, snow, all that kind of fun stuff, and then we're heading back down and going to go to Palm Springs, so it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, love this big announcement, and we can talk more about that. You're talking about Wyoming, which is nice. You got that open space. Are you on top of a mountain right? Are you on a horse right now, Nikki?
I'm not. You would be so disappointed. I'm wearing running shoes, a kimono, and workout pants and no shirt. It's not a good look. No wonder my wife left the house and shook her head today. That's all I know.
I have to say, though, no, I love following your Instagram, and I love these pictures, your beautiful wife and your sweet daughter. And I did see them on a horse. Is that your horse?
It's not our horse. We have up here, you know, we've gotten to know some really cross, just different types of people that live in Jackson, Wyoming, and a lot of ranchers and a lot of horse owners, and it's been really exciting. And we spent a lot of time up in the national park and camping and fishing, and you know, being a rock and roll band, you know, we call it follow the backpack. The tour manager, he's like, okay, follow me, get on the plane, here's showtime, get on stage, get off stage, check in the hotel, check out of the hotel. And you get out here, just like, I'm in my truck, and I'm in the middle of nowhere with a fishing pole, and it makes it,
oh, I
so
love
when
it.
I go pick my guitar, or I start writing, it feels like kind of like clears the pathway, if that makes sense.
It totally does. I love that juxtaposition. It's so cool. And I have to mention something else about a couple things, if you don't mind, about your Instagram. I saw a picture of you and Joe Elliott, and you were holding a koala bear, and I just have to know, do they stink? Because I've heard they stink.
Well, first of all, it was a wombat.
Oh, it was a wombat.
And they don't look like it, but they're kind of like a rat, but you saw how big that thing is?
Yeah.
And they're super fast on the ground. So, like, we took our life in our own hands, but I appreciate Joe's humor when I posted that picture about that we had a baby together. But, yeah, well, you know, I gotta say, you know, one thing about the Def Leppard guys, you know, we've known each other and we've done shows together, but we spent almost every day together. We traveled together. We hung out in each other's dressing rooms. I mean, I would walk into my dressing room and Joe would be in there, and he's like, you know, we would just chat, and then I would go over to their side. And
yeah,
it was so much support for each other. It was the best. It was such a great tour and great for the fans, and they're just great people. I really feel like we made lifelong friends. And like Rick Allen,
yeah,
was part this charity up here called the Raven Drum Foundation, it's a international foundation to help with veterans and people with trauma. In his case, you know, obviously the car accident, losing his arm. So they did one up here in Jackson, Wyoming, and Matt Sorum came in, and all these people came in, and I got to go sit in a big circle out in the middle of nowhere, a beautiful lake, and we all drummed together, and my little four-year-old was with me, and it was just, there was chanting and meditation, and it's just these opportunities to do all this interesting, fun stuff between playing pranks, playing rock and roll, and just being human, developed over the time with us and the guys at Def Leppard, and it was something I really hope we get to do it again someday with them. It's just magical.
Yeah, what a great energy that must have been. And I love those guys, too. I love the guys in Def Leppard. And what a successful tour that was for you guys.
It was so great. It was so great. And we'd be cheering each other on every day. It was none of this competition. We were literally pulling each other And, you know, we went through stuff with obviously a band member leaving the band in the middle of a tour, and they were supportive of that. You know, kind of they know what it's like to go through, you know, that hardship within a band, and they were, it was amazing. I can't say enough great stuff about Motley Crue and Def Leppard touring together.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about this great news. Crew Year's Eve, Acrisure Arena in the greater Palm Springs area. Tickets are on sale Friday starting at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. This is exciting. The 31st. You know, I saw Motley on New Year's Eve. This was, what, 6 or 7 years ago at the Staples Center here in Los Angeles. That was an amazing show. Are you guys going to have a ball drop at midnight?
I got a phone call a little later today to kind of talk about, you know, some ideas and stuff we want to do. It's like New Year's Eve. Like, you know, you want to do something special for everybody and for yourself. You want to really, I think next year is going to be a great year for people. I think it's going to be a great year for music. And I know for us, you know, we've already written a bunch of music and recorded some songs and working on a video for one of the songs. And we'll probably start to roll all that stuff out. So New Year's Eve's like, kind of like celebration for everybody and stepping into the future. So we want to do something visually that's exciting.
Ooh, nice, nice, nice. What are you going to give me a little something here? What are you going to play right at midnight when that clock strikes midnight?
We haven't got that far yet.
still working that out.
Yeah, you know, but it's going to be whatever it is. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be cool. John Five is the new guitarist for Motley. I've known John for a long time, and what a player. And I have to say, one of the things I loved about the last tour with John, he stayed true to the original solos by Mick, you know, and he's so amazing. He didn't noodle all over the place. He didn't make it. It was classy, I got to say.
Well, I mean, these songs mean so much to so many people, and we need to, you know, play the songs for them they grew up on, or they were the soundtrack of their life. We don't need to deviate and change everything around. And then when we do, you know, our own stuff, you know, new stuff, you know, those parts will be part of our history too. And it's the same for all of us. You know, I always feel that way about bands in general. Like, I understand stretching out musically and opening up, but, you know, for us to like add 16 bars of like some progressive jam in the middle of Kickstart My Heart doesn't really make sense for us. So I always kind of appreciate when we stick to what people like and do live.
Yeah, what they're familiar with. Nikki Sixx is on the hotline with me. Just announced Crew Year's Eve at Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs. You can get your tickets this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Nikki, before I let you go, it's the holidays. If you don't mind, I want to do a quick Nikki Sixx holiday lightning round.
Please. You know, something you may or may not see in the future. So my daughter, just to keep it on the holiday tip, she's like really into wearing outfits, like costumes, like always, every day. So now she's got a Rudolph like onesie.
Yeah. Adorable.
To me, 4.5 years old. She goes, "Dad, can we go on Amazon and buy you one?" So me and my wife both have Rudolph onesies, and I'm really, you know, it may or may not burn your eyes out when you see it. I'm sorry about that.
Nikki, no, she knows about Amazon. You're in trouble. Just be careful. I warn you.
Oh, my God. How does she know about Amazon? I know.
Everybody knows about. Okay, here's a lightning round. Really quick. Okay. All right, what is being served for dinner at the Sixx household on Christmas?
Oh, I haven't checked in with the boss yet, so I don't know. But she gets pretty traditional with the ham and turkey. And, you know, we're meat eaters over here, so. A lot of meat.
Yeah, lots of meat. I'm down with that. What's your favorite holiday movie?
I mean, it's got to be the Griswolds. What's that one called? What?
Vacation.
What is it?
Christmas Vacation.
Yes, Christmas Vacation. Oh, my God. Probably watch it 3 or 4 times.
Oh, yeah, easy. It's on a loop in my house. Your super cool four-year-old daughter, Ruby, who you were just talking about, what does she want Santa to bring her this year?
She wants a Barbie dollhouse. I'm me and every other dad.
Are you going to be setting that up? It's going to be all set up for her, right?
We already picked it up at Target, and it was like 147 pieces. I'm like, are you kidding me? So we'll probably be December 23rd and 24th, I'll be out in the garage with, like, a screwdriver. So pray for me, please.
Oh, hell yeah. And can we please call it Tarjay?
Oh, yeah. No. It's Target. We're in Wyoming.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. I have to stick with Tarjay. Okay. Do you listen to Christmas music during the holidays?
All the time. Every day.
Okay. I'm trying to do this whole Whamageddon thing where you're not going to hear Last Christmas until Christmas. Not once.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I don't know if that's going to work, but we can try.
Yeah. It's hard to get away from it. It's hard to get away from it.
What's your favorite Christmas song? Do you have one?
I kind of like those traditional ones, the old school ones.
Yeah.
To me, like, I just love giving stuff and gifting, and I know that's not all that, Christmas is about and holidays are about, but I really, like, enjoy spending months before thinking of that one special thing. Now, I will say I have one major complaint.
Yeah.
And it's called Tom Lee, and I'll tell you why. I told him, I've warned him, I've threatened him, no effing drum kits. And the guy sends a drum kit to my house. It's in my garage. And I looked at my wife. She goes, you can't tell Tommy no. So he's on the naughty list right now.
But he loves the naughty list, and we know that.
So yeah, he lives on the naughty list.
That's right. Okay, and one more question before we get out of here. Coming up 2024, what's going on? What can we look forward to with the crew, 6 a.m. or whatever?
Well, we got some new music, and we're not really sure when we're going to roll it out. We're making a video for the first song, Dogs of War.
Nice.
And we've got three recorded, and we've written a bunch of other stuff. So we just kind of go in the studio whenever we're all in L.A., and we cut some songs. We really enjoy working with Bob Rock. So we'll probably cut a couple more songs next year. No major plan. We will release new music next year. And we got 20 festivals that we're playing. We're not doing a headline tour or anything next year. It's 20 festivals. And then sometimes when we go out and do festivals like we did Wembley Stadium, we'll play prize club gigs sometimes. So this summer is just going to be we're going to kind of wing it. We're going to go to these festivals. Maybe we'll do some surprise pop-up gigs, release some music when, I don't know. New video, I know we've been working on. It's really sick. Really, really insane. We're like in this cool spot where we know we're going to do something massive in 25 and 26. So 24 is kind of a little bit like take the, let the gas off a little bit, go out and play shows on, and then get ready for a total revamp of everything in 25, which we really want to go deep and do something really super special. So yeah, we're it's weird in a band, you can like look at your life like a few years down the road and plan your life. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, please keep us posted here, Kalos. Come on in when you're ready to do that. Let's go big and make that big announcement. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you guys. Everything that's coming up. Enjoy your time off that you do have when you have it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, and I'm always grateful to you guys. You guys have just been in my life since as long as I can remember. So it's always great to talk to you guys, and I'll come down and visit you guys, and we can get in some trouble. Let's get canceled.
Let's do it. Let's be rebel. Let's get on that naughty list. We'll join Tommy.
Got it. Thanks.
That's right. It's Crew Year's Eve at Acrisure Arena, Palm Springs. Get your tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster. We'll see you at the show. Thanks so much, Nikki.
You got it. Bye. Have a good day.